Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Uzbekistan's ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died, ending days of speculation about whether he was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities say the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. He was pronounced dead Friday evening, one day after the country's independence holiday. Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for a bomb blast that killed 14. The explosion hit a market in Duterte's hometown of Davao. The president was in the city at the time of the explosion. He was mayor of Davao, where he is hugely popular, for more than 20 years before becoming president in June. Protesters in Gabon's capital have carried out widespread looting as unrest continues following this week's announcement. Incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his challenger, Jean Ping, in a nationwide vote. Ping is disputing the results of that showing that gave him a loss by about 5,000 votes. Syrian forces have liberated three more villages in northern Syria from Islamic State control, further pushing the militants out of the territory that they've held for years. The villages are now controlled by the Syrian Democratic Forces. That's an alliance of Kurdish and Arab fighters backed by the U.S. This is VOA News. As it hosts the G20 summit, China has spared no effort to make sure the event is a success. Most local residents of China's historic city of Hangzhou are proud their hometown has been thrust onto the international stage as chosen to host the meetings. VOA's Bill Ide in Hangzhou reporting now that President Obama has been under pressure to seek some breakthroughs on an array of issues when he meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
This is an effort of management. The president wants to have a good trip, but he's going to raise the issues that he feels are important, as will Xi Jinping. But both are in a management stage at this point. There's the elections coming up in the United States soon, and we'll have a new president. And so China's not going to necessarily jump into anything too drastic. And the same way, China is going through a leadership reshuffle next year. And so on both sides, there's a lot ahead that is uncertain. So you wouldn't expect that they would have too big of a breakthrough in any area.
That is VOA correspondent Bill Ide in Hangzhou, China. FBI has released 58 pages of documents to the public from their investigation of U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of private email servers during her time as Secretary of State. Bureau of Investigation closed its year-long probe last month into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the email server located in the basement of her home. FBI Director James Comey said his agents found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Democratic presidential nominee. Residents along the Gulf Coast of the U.S. state of Florida checking now for damage after Hurricane Hermine slammed into the area before heading up the east coast of the U.S. There is high potential for drenching rain and deadly flooding. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is warning residents about the storm, which could stall over areas near the city.
Now, that's an unusual situation for such a large storm to stall and remain in place and have a real direct impact on New York City and Long Island, all the surrounding areas, for such a long period of time. That's unusual, and that's one of the things that's causing us some real concern.
De Blasio asked residents to stay out of the ocean because of the likelihood of dangerous riptides. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.